like open doors, leading you down into my core. Oh, I've become so numb without a soul. My spirit's sleeping somewhere cold until you find it there and make it back home.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to tonight's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, May 17th, 2011 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. As I said yesterday, I think, welcome to the postmodern contrivance that passes itself off as America. This isn't the America that I grew up thinking I was raised in, that I thought I loved, and so on and so forth. And I'm sure you can probably relate. Anyway, yesterday I mentioned a few news stories. I want to continue on with that. And speaking of the America that we thought we lived in but don't, I expect a call from Larkin, Texas tonight, and we'll talk about World War II-ish type stuff and beyond. And speaking of that, I had a few conversations today that remind me of that subject matter and that trail. And I suppose it's you know, while we're waiting, I suppose it's important to maybe touch on some of this stuff. I feel like a stuck record, but I swear all that gets discussed, quite frankly, generally speaking, of course, because you have places like this network, for example, that don't do this exclusively, but all that really gets discussed far and wide, and again, generally speaking, is the puppet show in Plato's Republic, in the Allegory of the Cave. The puppet show is argued and argued and argued. People everywhere discuss the playbill. Oh, this guy's terrible. That guy's great. No, that guy's terrible. This guy's great. And on it goes. But all they're really doing is just mindless banter over the playbill of the puppet show in Plato's Republic, which is, of course, you know, in the Allegory of the Cave, it's the puppet show, the shadows dancing on the wall. And people have such a difficult time getting that. And of course, we know from Plato's Allegory of the Cave, Plato himself said that if you get outside and you see what's really going on, and you come back in and you try to tell your fellow sufferers, hey, it's not real. It's a puppet show. It's shadows dancing on a wall. They'll say, shadows? Well, first of all, what are shadows? And second of all, you're crazy. Get out of here. That's how that goes. So that's the risk, of course. But with that in mind, I want to touch on a few things, again, while we're waiting to get into other issues. World War II type stuff, like I said. I want to just hopefully connect some dots again for the gazillionth time. I don't know. Maybe not. I feel like a stuck record. We'll talk about not the shadows, but the orchestration of the shadows and what the shadows are there for, what it all means when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Back. So what's really going on? What's really happening with all of the, I don't know, what I would call orchestrated contrivances that we see all around us? Well, I think the simplest way to put it is what I keep referring to recently over at Amazon.com. That being the product description of Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, published in 1981. The cover says it all, I think. The Union as a backdrop, the American flag upside down and backwards with Union down, Union left instead of Union up, Union right. And people get all excited about what direction the Union is facing. I think down and backwards is a pretty clear signal. And I read to you a few weeks ago that someone had the absolute, unmitigated gall to suggest that the publisher, this person said, well, you know, I work at a publishing firm and mistakes happen. I see. So what you're telling me is that you're suggesting that an American flag was printed on a book cover upside down and backwards by mistake. Uh-huh. Right. For a Georgetown professor who was the, what I would call the gatekeeper of knowledge on this side of the Atlantic, a very important person, key figure in macro historian perspective and just record keeping in general for bad guys. Anyway, you're actually going to suggest this guy had a book published that accidentally had the American flag on the cover upside down and backwards and no one noticed. Oops. Before or even after it went to print. You know, that's one of the people that you just want to look at and, I don't know. Ask them, what are you smoking? What are you taking? What are you on? Because I want to, or whatever you're on. I mean, that's just absolute, I mean, that's just ludicrous. Ridiculous. It wasn't by accident. Anyway, the product description on Amazon.com for the book, Anglo-American Establishment, reads like this, and I'm waiting for this to go away. Who knows how long it'll last. It's already downplayed with what comes after. I won't read that. You can find it for yourself. Anyway, this is the product description on Amazon.com for Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, published in 1981. Here's the product description. It says, Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Quigley explains how these men worked in union, hence the backdrop of the cover of the book. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society, to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. That's a very institutionalized, pedestrian account of something that should be hair-raising for everyone around the world. Is this happening? Yes. Right around the 100-year anniversary was when we saw the WTO Seattle nonsense, and that was a landmark victory for the Fabian Socialists and this Rhodes-Milner Roundtable group and so forth, the bundle of sticks with the axe head that opposes the rest of the world. It's a small bundle, but it's extremely powerful because it's always opposed by a smaller bundle or maybe just an individual stick, which breaks like a matchstick, and that's what happens. People oppose this fascist endeavor individually or in onesie-twosie groups. Forget it. They're tightly bundled together. And I mentioned Jack Otto's talk. I try to mention Jack Otto frequently. The last talk he gave in 2007 was incredible, and he goes through 1,500 years of history in, I don't know, 90 seconds, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, which is incredible. I mean, try to do that in 90 minutes, let alone 90 seconds or 120 seconds. So we might have to play that before this broadcast is out. So that's kind of an encapsulation of what we face today, which is why I think Jack Otto said that we're being squeezed and herded like cattle in that video. Of course, it's bigger than just what the product description mentions on Amazon.com. Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. It's bigger than that. It goes back further than that. But that's a good place to start. And so you start asking yourself, are these things true? Is it really happening? Is there a practical working out? Speaking of Cecil Rhodes and Lord Alfred Milner, one of my favorite places to go to is the Balfour Declaration. Because Israel is a subject we just can't stop talking about. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Christian identity theology, Jewish identity theology, Hebrew roots, atheist, agnostic, Catholic, emergent church, New Age, whatever. Everyone has some kind of a view on Israel. Where did this critter come from called Israel these days? And you can go to Wikipedia and look up Balfour Declaration and just start reading and kind of infer just from the Wikipedia entry that there's more going on here than meets the eye. The declaration was, okay, so it says, my favorite line from the declaration, by the way, it's very short. It's allegedly a letter from Foreign Secretary Arthur James Balfour to Baron Rothschild, a leader in the British Jewish community, is what the Wikipedia entry says. And we need to define terms there. It says, for transmission to the Zionist Federation of Great Britain and Ireland. The letter reflected the position of the British cabinet as agreed upon in a meeting on October 31, 1917. It further stated that the declaration is a sign of sympathy with Jewish Zionist aspirations. And that sounds like a commingling of terms, but in reality, in the context that the two words were meant, it's not commingling. It's basically redundant. Because you have places like Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 that Jesus himself, the red letters reflect, said, basically, I know the trouble you have with those who call themselves Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Well, who are they? Sympathy with Jewish Zionist aspirations. The term Jew has come under much controversy in the last century or so in particular, and even before that, you know, people will point to what Martin Luther said, or Henry Ford said, or George Washington said, or a lot of key figures throughout history, and say, well, look what this guy said about the Jews. I think we need to define terms. I don't think it's quite that cut and dried. I think we're talking about a group of people, to be frank, that call themselves something that they're not. And so whose definition do we use? So while we're on the subject, let's just get down to brass tacks for a second. And let me just parenthetically interject that even this crowd is still puppets dancing on the wall. Everyone's playing their part. Everyone plays their role in this beautiful little melodrama that's unfolding brilliantly. You can look around and see some of them, like I said, arguing about the playbill. And that happens frequently. It's unfortunate, but some of it is easier to spot than others. Most people, you know, think that they're articulate and well-informed, and yet the reality is most of us are just unwitting dupes at best, and sometimes worse. The folks that get trained by the intelligence community and sent off to London School of Economics to run front corporations, that's worse. The rest, most are just unwitting dupes in this melodrama that's unfolding, and we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Okay, so continuing. Sorry, multitasking. The Jewish subject. And I think probably my favorite author these days, contemporarily, on the subject is probably Henry Mankell. That's what I would call one of those unimpeachable witnesses. And so let's just wrap this up and then we'll move on. At a high level, everyone's playing their part. Everyone's a great proxy or a stooge or whatever. And at an even higher level, there are things that are being orchestrated. And I think the best way to put it, people will challenge the notion, and again, this was part of one of the conversations I had earlier today. Not that anything was challenged, but I try to couch things in such a way that it's palatable, I guess, or it doesn't seem completely just out of this world, because it sounds strange. When you realize, for example, that the RAND Corporation, through game theory modeling, for instance, can predict what groups of people are going to do. It's not that hard, actually. It's really, if you watch people, you can almost do it on your own. It's pretty darn easy. It's what insurance companies base actuarial tables on and so forth. Human behavior, especially in groups, is fairly predictable. So when you understand that, you start to apply that into manipulation of people, like Aldous Huxley mentioned in his last speech in 1962 at UC Berkeley, titled The Ultimate Revolution, or as guys like Bertrand Russell have written in The Impact of Science on Society, among others. Manipulation, mass manipulation of people using these kinds of techniques and getting people basically to kind of turn against themselves because they don't understand their own behavior and how predictable it really is. Using that, you get these various different groups to play their role, and it works. You can see it in certain groups. So the point is, in this context, is there evidence of this? Yes. One of my favorite examples is the orchestration of events in the Middle East and Afghanistan in particular. And if we go back to Operation Cyclone, again, you can look on Wikipedia, Operation Cyclone, there's a picture of Zbigniew Brzezinski standing next to Carter, CIA, arms, trains, equips, funds, teaches guys how to run front corporations to continue funding the Mujahideen, which gives birth, of course, to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and all kinds of other groups indirectly and so forth. We can trace things like Lashkar-e-Taiba and all of the other groups that we're hearing about to this kind of behavior. Intelligence community critics, oh my goodness, oh, it went sideways. These guys are radical. Oh, see that? They behave a certain way. It's predictable, and guess what? They behave a certain way. And it's predictable. So yesterday's friend becomes tomorrow's enemy, and oh my goodness, look at that. We destabilized the region. So the point in this context is, when that happened, when the Soviets went into Afghanistan, as the story goes, Brzezinski called Carter, was elated and said, we've given the Soviet Union their Vietnam War. And in a sense, he's using his influence to invoke Stockholm Syndrome. Like I always say, the bigger thy neighbor, Balkanization, Stockholm Syndrome effect. That's a different story for a different day in terms of his lineage and so forth. But so Brzezinski calls Carter and says, we've given the Soviets their Vietnam War in their entry to Afghanistan. Later, he intimates, reflecting back on that we didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to go in. Huh. Now that's interesting, because that kind of reminds me of the headlines about Eric Prince's new creation, Reflex Responses, R2, training secret commandos in the desert as mercenaries for United Arab Emirates, Arab Sheikh. After you destabilize the region, you're the bully. Hey, we'll protect you, don't worry. Wait, you're the one who caused the problem. Anyway, we'll talk more when we come back. Stick around more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. There's so much more to say, but we got to move on. The Jew thing. I'll give you a couple of clues, and then we really have to press on. Again, a group of proxies playing their role well. The clue is if the predominant group of Jews, 98% according to some estimates, are either Ashkenazic or Sephardic, you have a problem. Because if you say someone is anti-Semitic because they don't like a particular group, that is a genealogical distinction that traces back to the descendants of Shem, meaning anti-Semitic. You don't like the descendants of Shem. Well, Ashkenaz was the grandson of Japheth, who was one of Noah's three sons, not a descendant of Shem. There's a problem. That's the predominant group. And then you have the others, the Sephardic Jews, which are basically the same group who migrated to the region known as Sepharad, mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Obadiah. So what is all of this nonsense? Look up Pike's letter to Mazzini. Look at the Third World War, the conflict that was fomented, all of the groups playing their roles. Look up the Sons of Noah, Table of Nations on Wikipedia, and the fact that the descendants of Noah, Japheth and Ham specifically, are mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39 in this great battle. People talk about nations. Well, look, they're coming from here and they're coming from... Let me ask you a question. If you had a turf war and it was the Hatfields and the McCoys, would the Hatfields be a family coming from one place and the McCoys be a family coming from... Okay, you get my point. So you look at these names mentioned that are genealogical distinctions in Ezekiel 38 and 39, and then you ask the question, where are Shem's descendants in all of that? We need to define terms. That helps get to the bottom of the nonsense. The creation of the thing that is referred to as Israel these days is at the heart of this contrivance and really a flashpoint for all of this. Look up the Noahide laws and see they were passed into Congress. What is that? A monotheistic Jewish ideology based on the seven laws of Noah? Really? I don't know about that. Look it up. And then you'll see that plan for world domination and conquest that's sweeping that Gulf region, speaking of Eric Prince and his new creation, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, United Arab Emirates, Oman, Yemen, Somalia, and so forth, that whole area is completely destabilized right now. There's more, but we don't have time. And so I think we probably should hear it from the man I mentioned earlier best first, and then we'll move on. This is Jack Otto giving that talk titled Forbidden Knowledge back in 2007, shortly before he passed away. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, friends. 65 years ago today, God Almighty put me on this earth, and I believe it's to fight against this new world order.
Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. We are being cornered like cattle into a pen, squeezed down, and we're never really going to be free people unless we're brave. Because this was only the land of the free as long as it was the home of the brave. And this started a long time ago with people that go back to the 4th century. Let me tell you about the flight of the Khazar warriors out of northern Turkey in 500 AD. They were a despicable bunch. You could go to the king of the Khazars and rent an army from him. An army of 40 or 50,000 men. But it didn't matter what kind of a deal you struck with their monarch. He wasn't called a king. He was called Shagan. Once the battle was done, they rape and pillage. Doesn't matter what kind of agreement you had with the king. That's the way it ended up. And so as a consequence, people in the area garnered a great deal of animosity for these Khazar warriors. And in 500 AD, they were driven out. And as they came down south out of Turkey, some fled to the west into Romania and Hungary and became the Gypsies. The rest followed their monarch, the Chagan, up into the steppes of Russia and north of there to the Caucasus Mountains. And as they settled in there, they quite easily enslaved the relatively peaceful agrarian Slavic folks that were indigenous to the area. Then they came under pressure to take sides in a growing contention around them. Coming down from the north was Eastern Orthodox Christianity, and coming up from the south was Islam. And they knew that if they succumbed to pressure from either of those to join their organization and embrace their philosophy, it would surely offend the other. And so what they did was a politically expedient maneuver. He called in all the religious leaders of the area, and he got their input, and after the input, he announced for me and my people, and we're talking about 20 million people and about 4,000 nobility, for me and my people, we choose to become Jews. Now, this was not a heartfelt conversion. This was not something that was deep in their breasts that they felt they needed to make a conversion because they thought that was the proper way to serve the Creator. This was something that was done as a political expediency. And in the course of studying about their new religion, and you do have to study it, even if you're only going to charade, it is absolutely necessary to study about it so that you can fake it. And in the course of doing so, they came across a character with whom they could truly identify. It was Lucifer, the morning light that fell from grace and became Satan, the adversary. And they formed an inner circle within Judaism dedicated to the forces of evil. Let's define terms. What is a Jew? If you look back in your Old Testament, your Bible, there were 12 Hebrew tribes. The 10 northern tribes were called the House of Israel. The 2 southern tribes were called Benjamin and Judah. More properly pronounced, Judah. Because we didn't get the harder sound to the J until about 200 years ago. So this is what I would call real Jews, people from the tribe of Judah. And when we start talking about the New World Order, we are not talking about these people at all. We're talking about these Khazar warriors that only pretended to embrace Judaism. And so today, we find that about 92% of the people who claim to be Jews really aren't. They don't have a drop of Semitic blood in their veins. They are Khazar warriors with a new bent on life and a goal to conquer, to rape, and to pillage. And that philosophy has come down over time, and we see how effectively they have implemented it throughout history. Now, when they pretended to embrace Judaism, they drew upon the real Jews for some education. And they used the Hebrew alphabet as phonics to codify their Khazar language. And so now we look at that language called Yiddish or Jiddish and find that it is not Hebrew. It only appears to be. Now these people have run into some trouble over time. In 965 AD, they were overrun by the Varganians, which was Swedish-ruled Slavic people. Varganian is the Russian word for Vikings. And they were militarily defeated, which curbed their expansionist philosophy for some time. And then in 1140, they were literally overrun by the Mongols for Kublai Khan and Genghis Khan. And they were driven down into Eastern Europe. Their monarch, the king, or Chagan as he was called, fled to Spain and Portugal. Now, because these folks were a darker skinned people with black hair and brown eyes, it was easier for them to fit in with the folks of Spain and Portugal and Italy and Sicily than they could other places where they stood out and looked markedly different. And they took a great deal of control, especially in Spain and Portugal, so much so that they were discovered in conspiracy because they worked together to get themselves, one of them, into a position of authority where that person can work in tandem with others to get more of their people in authority and positions of power and working it up to where they're running the show and milking everybody else.
All right, that's probably good. I could listen to that 1,000 times. No one did it or continues to do it like Jack Otto. He was the voice crying out in the wilderness. If you listen to John Stad Miller, Jack Otto is a big reason why RBN exists. So If you haven't listened to that, and even if you have, it's a good primer and something to come back to on a regular basis. That was the, like I said, that was the last talk that he gave publicly before he passed away. And you can find it on YouTube titled Forbidden Knowledge. And that was from part one. And that was back in 2007. So anyway, that I think is a pretty good encapsulation of 1500 years of history. I don't know about you, but I couldn't do any better. I could only hope to do as well and probably fall flat on my face. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Lark in Texas. Lark, thanks for staying up late. Welcome.
Well, hi there. Great show so far.
Thank you.
You know, you were speaking about Jack Otto's Forbidden Knowledge presentation. And then you, well, just touching upon that, it seems like those same tactics, which seem to work over and over, are still working today. I know that today I was refreshing my knowledge and understanding about Shabbatai Zvi and Jacob Frank.
Right.
Two interesting characters. By the way, if you go into Henry Mako, MAKOW.com, Henry Mako's website, and just do a search for some of these terms. As you already indicated earlier, he's quite an authority about
many topics. And an unimpeachable witness. You know, I mean, he's one of the people that, you know, he refers to himself as a Jew, basically. And so, you know, his writings are, it's not hate speech. He's saying, look, this is how things really work. And he basically says the same thing. You know, everyone's a proxy. I grew up thinking what I was supposed to think, like everyone else in every other group.
Yeah, in fact, that's a good place to start, his website, just to learn about Jacob Frank, F-R-A-N-K. And an easier word to remember besides Shabbatai Zvi would be the Sabbateans.
Right.
And S is in Sam, A-B-B as in boy, A-T as in Tom, E-A-N-S. And from there, we get a picture of how this rule by conquest actually occurs in society. You know, the Shabbatai Zvi was arrested by the Sultan of Ottoman, who ruled the Ottoman Empire, which was
right.
A Muslim empire. And he was told to convert or die to Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So he converted to Islam. And sects of the Sabbateans remain in the Middle East today, particularly in Turkey. And later on, we had, now he had proclaimed himself the Jewish Messiah. And a century or so later, we had Jacob Frank, and he converted to Christianity. And heretofore, he had also proclaimed himself Messiah. In our own time, we had, what is his name, Chris, the public law that was passed that was intended to celebrate his life. And many thought of him as the Jewish Messiah.
Lubavitch?
Yes, vis-a-vis the Noahide laws.
Right.
Oh, Rabbi Schneerson.
Right.
Yes. But anyway, if you Google the words Kabbalist doctrine, K is in kangaroo, A-B-B-A-L-I-S-T, at henrymako.com's website, you can pick up a lot of this information. I know you're a fan of his writing, and I know I am too. I like the fact that, you know, it's funny, Chris, he's got this little button on his website which allows you to enlarge the text. I actually can lay down about 6 feet away and read his his blog, which suits me just fine, because sometimes I don't, I need a rest from that computer screen, as you understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, that's a very, very good place to get started. And then, of course, just use your computer to learn about these things. I mean, you know, learning never stops in this life, but, it's pretty fascinating. Which direction would you like to go?
Well, you know, I kind of got off on a little bit of departure from where we were intending to go coming out of last night's broadcast. Maybe we should kind of just let this continue on its organic path, and then, you know, I wouldn't mind continuing on the World War II stuff for the contemporary, you know, last century or so tomorrow. Anyway, folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of tonight's broadcast, and like I said, I think we'll let this rabbit trail run its course, and who knows, hopefully it doesn't slip down the memory hole too quickly, but you never know these days. I mean, this is tough stuff. So Lark, I think to your question, maybe we should just continue on this bent and then pick up tomorrow.
Sure, if you'd like.
Yeah. I think, you know, what you were talking about yesterday and just getting into the specifics of, you know, how all of this, you know, like you said, bringing this contemporary. And one of my favorite, I guess, people to point to when we start talking contemporary and real numbers is R.J. Rummel, the guy who wrote Death by Government. I like his term. He's the guy that coined the term democide. So,
yeah, that's interesting. I'm not familiar with that. I perhaps have heard it mentioned by you before. I've always appreciated the contribution you made for me, which was a description of the Stockholm Syndrome and bringing that description anew in light of current events. Because I'm curious, Chris, do you share my view that, frankly, I think it's the entire government apparatus, particularly at the federal level, that is actually being victimized by this thing called the Stockholm Syndrome?
I think so, and at the same time, a lot of them are, most are unwittingly perpetrating the same thing on their, you know, constituents, as people would think of them. And then some are doing it intentionally, but most I don't think are. Most aren't. And the way that that works out at that, I guess with that spin in mind, is it's how guys like Scott Brown get elected in Teddy Kennedy's seat. You know, he is as red as blue can get. So he goes off and starts attacking the conservative crowd because the liberals are, you know, gelded and anesthetized enough. We got to go after those conservatives. So you get someone like that in to start beating on his constituency.
Yeah, that reminded me quickly about a recent article I read about Newt Gingrich and how he actually referenced Alvin Toffler's Future Shock in his 1994 Republican victory sweep. Remember when Republicans swept Congress in midterm elections?
Yeah.
And in mentioning...
I was down there, and I actually was in... I spent time with him. I had some beers with him and, you know, went surfing with him and Dana Rohrabacher back then.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do remember.
You were in the belly of the beast, weren't you?
If I only would have known, anyway.
Well, maybe we could pick up on that tomorrow.
Yeah, that was many lifetimes ago. I'm sure you can appreciate that. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, and I hope we do have time to pick up tomorrow. I appreciate your insight, as always, folks. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.